is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride and Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are back. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. It's the McBride & Sons Home Sweet Home Tour during the month of April. Visit any of McBride's over 40 communities to get sweet treats and an even sweeter deal. Save from $5,000 to $105,000 on a new inventory home. McBride is the place. See McBrideHomes.com for details. Charlie Tuna and Alvin Reed will join us at 12 o'clock. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Winning Streak Listener Line, 855-282-8255. Lion's Choice Text Line, that same number, 855-282-8255.
By the way, before we get into the text, I want to remind everyone that only a few hours remain in the KFNS auction. It ends at 5 o'clock tonight. You can bid for a chance to eat lunch with the TMA crew. You can go to a ball game with Cam and TJ. What I would bid on would be the $5,000 of Meanie's gift certificate, because you could buy a lot of fun stuff at that store.
Well, that's a neat place to hang out.
You could buy, like, it's like a toy store for adults. You can buy, like, a golden tea machine or a pool table.
Be careful how you phrase that.
Yeah, that's true. An electronic toy store.
Yes.
How about that's even a worse way to phrase it, I think. Just go there and buy a golden tea machine.
All right. The Gatesworth, they offer the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, where when you call down to the front desk, the answer is always yes. All right, a lot going on. I want to get your reaction. How concerned are you about Vladimir Tarasenko? What did you think of the Petrangelo hit? How concerned are you about Carlos Martinez? Who would have thought to begin this season that Adam Wainwright and Carlos Martinez would be a combined 0-6, and the Cardinals are 6-10. The good news is nobody's really tearing it up in their division. They're only three games back. The Reds lead the division at 9-7. Washington is the best team in baseball. Well, I'll tell you what, Brendan, every time I look at that Washington lineup, and you know about their starting pitching, Strasburg was good yesterday. That lineup, especially with Bryce Harper back, that's scary.
Yeah, Daniel Murphy is fantastic and had a huge year last year, and you've got Adam Eaton now into that mix as well. Yeah, they're strong at the top, and they're deep in their lineup. It's a wonder how they haven't won a World Series, but they keep adding to it now, and you feel like this might be the year that they just bludgeon everybody to death with their offense, and maybe they get there this year. Who knows?
A lot of pretty good teams, or teams that many people thought were going to be pretty good at the beginning of the season, now in last place. Think about this. You have San Francisco, the Cardinals, Toronto, and Texas all in last place. All right. Hey, want to spend a couple of minutes. Pat Immig, our good friend, formerly of 590 The Fan, now working for KSDK.com. He is covering a really cool sporting event in Springfield, Missouri, where some of the greatest golfers of all time are on hand. Pat, what do you have for us?
Hey, Frank, what's going on? Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Tell us about your excursion this weekend.
So, yeah, we're down at a little bit south of Springfield, around the Branson area on Table Rock Lake at Big Cedar Lodge. If anybody's never been down this way, it's kind of an unkept, or I guess a very well-kept secret, I should say. So the Legends of Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour, this is kind of becoming like their one of their big events, because it's pretty much the only event every year where you're going to see the biggest names from that tour, and even the guys who aren't actively competitive. Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino are all here. They spoke yesterday, and it was, if you like golf, it was just great to sit. It was an informal town hall type style discussion, and those guys have stories. Upon stories upon stories. Trevino actually recalled his final, Arnold Palmer's final round of golf that he played competitively. And actually, we just published that up on KSDK.com about an hour ago. But it's a pretty cool story, because it talks about how Arnie basically quit within the round, but after his shot on the, I think it was the fourth hole, he's like, that's it, I'm done. And he was playing with Trevino, and Trevino's telling the story yesterday. Trevino says, all right, well, I'll get you a golf cart, Arnie, and we'll get you out here. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I've never walked out on a round of golf before. So they just kind of quietly let the scorekeepers know not to keep his score updated on the leaderboard or anything. And he finished out that round, finished off his last competitive round with an 8-foot putt that he sank. And then a player, you had Gary on a few weeks ago, he's always a great storyteller himself, just talking about how, you know, his last conversation with Arnie, he's talking about how Arnie, you know, ate whatever he wanted and drank and smoked, and he's like, if I was like you, I would have died at 60. But he's like, so they were having a little conversation. This is towards the end, and he just asked Arnie flat out. He said, are you scared of dying? And Arnie said, no. And he talked to him about the fact that, you know, when that time comes, whether it's for him first or whether it's for Arnie first, that he didn't expect either to, you know, fly across the world for a funeral. And Gary's a lover of life, and he was just like, you know, this isn't a sad thing that Arnie passed away. He had a great life. It should be a celebration. And Trevino, the king of one-liners, closes things out and just says that I think we should have a funeral before we all die so we can find out who the hell comes.
Well played. So let's go through the list. Give me the five or six biggest names that are there.
Okay, so those three obviously are the tops, but then you've got Freddie Couples is here, wow. Hale Irwin, Jay Haas, John Daly, and actually Daly is
50, huh?
Yeah, and Steve Stricker actually, who's, you know, he's a lesser known name, but if you follow golf, you're familiar with him. He just turned 50, so he's on the tour. So it's actually, you know, the one thing that they're doing a pretty good job of that I think that they could do a better job of, but they're getting there, is, you know, you think of the senior tour as like this lesser tour because the guys obviously aren't in the peak of their career. But the level of golf for you know, the younger seniors, it's still prime. I mean, Stricker was finished 16th at the Masters. I think he was 8 or 9 strokes back. Couples was right around there too. So it's not just a thing to see and you know, get up close with the legends, but it's also the quality of golf is still pretty good. Ben Crenshaw is going to be here too, and you know, I don't know if people in St. Louis are that familiar, but Johnny Morris, who founded Bass Pro Shops, he's pretty much created. He's in charge of Big Cedar Lodge. He's kind of creating the golf mecca down here. They've got courses by Player, Nicklaus, Coore and Crenshaw are going to have a one that's built, and then on Tuesday, they had a big surprise announcement. They didn't tell us what the surprise was. Tiger Woods walks in, and he's going to have his first ever public golf course. It's going to actually be right down here in Branson, and it's going to be opening, I think, in 2019. And the irony of that is that Tuesday, he was walking real gingerly, and the guy I was with, I'm just like, man, he does not look like some guy who can play golf anytime soon. And he seemed very at peace with just the way he was talking, kind of more as his ambassador of the game type of role. And then sure enough, we find out yesterday he had back surgery, his fourth surgery in the last 2-3 years. So as far as Tiger goes, this is just complete speculation on my part, Frank, but I don't know that we're ever going to see him really play again. He seemed like a guy who was very content on Tuesday. It was kind of like the side of Tiger that I had never seen, and that anybody who watches, you know, the fierce competitor, and it was a different Tiger. He seemed kind of happy to just be a dad and hanging out and having a quality of life. So I would be very intrigued to see if he plays again. I'd be kind of surprised, I think.
Yeah.
I think he'll still play and make appearances, but I don't think it's going to be regular.
So you could detect just the way he was walking, huh?
He looked fragile. It was ginger and fragile. And sure enough, we find out yesterday he had surgery. So, very interesting that all this happened this week. But like I said, this is kind of like a golf, golf haven that they're making down here.
Good stuff. All right, we'll be reading your stuff on KSDK.com. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Likewise. Take care, Frank.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Pat Imbig from Springfield, Mo. How old is Tiger now? He was 41. He's 41. And he basically hasn't done anything in how many years? 3?
Seems like almost longer than that.
When was the last tournament he played?
2000. Well, he won the PGA Player of the Year in 2013.
Yeah, so.
But what's his last victory? Let's see.
That's a good question.
Gosh.
PGA Tour career. In summary, he last won a tournament in 2013, it says.
So that's 4 years ago. So 37. Boy, that's a quick career.
The last year he played was 2015. He played in 11 tournaments, and he made six cuts, had one top 10 finish.
Huh. So 79 PGA Tour wins and 14 majors. He's certainly one of the five greatest of all time. But I think Jack is going to hold the title. I mean, he's certainly not going to get to 18 majors. All right, we'll take a short timeout. Mr. Tuna is going to join us. And Alvin Reed is going to join us. But before we go to break, I will tell you about Winning Streak. If you're looking for a place for uniforms, we recommend going to their website, Winning Streak. They offer the finest in apparel. They'll take great care of you. They'll come to your practice. Go to Winning Streak. They are the best at what they do. The service is outstanding. We'll be right back.